Hi, it's Marco Flallo on behalf of Mitchell Whitfield and myself. Thank you so much for taking a listen to this podcast. Do us a little favor if you would. If you love the show, give us a 5-star review and don't forget to follow us at Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much. We appreciate it and we love doing the show for you guys. Without further ado, here's today's episode.
Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
Welcome back to Your Tech Report. Thank you guys so much for being here. I am Marco Flallo in Montreal, as always joined by Mitchell Whitfield in Los Angeles. If you are online, of course, because you probably are, at Your Tech Report on all our social media, Mitchell.
You're so good at that. Mark.
Yes.
May I start off by saying Mark? How many years do I start off by saying Mark? All right, so let's go to the basics. I don't want to shake you up, but just taking it from the very bottom, we have a radio show. Don't know if you knew that. It's been on for years. Millions of people hear us every week. We have a radio show.
Yes.
But before I ever had a radio show with you, before I ever did my first movie or had my first television series, I started off on radio. I was on the radio starting when I was 13 years old. So that's where I started. You, before you had this show, before you were a big man at SiriusXM producing all of the big network stuff for them, you were a teenager, one of the youngest people in radio in Canada. So we both have a rich history of being on the radio. So when we talk about audio products, whether it's great headphones, microphones, this is something that sparks our, it hits something that's very close to home. Because not only is it something we're interested in now, but it's something that we have a deep history with, audio equipment. So we get excited. So when you were talking about doing, when we both talked about doing this interview with this company, it's not just this company we're talking about, it's all of the subdivisions and brands that they represent, in particular, a company that is very dear to our heart, AKG.
Well, I went down the rabbit hole because you said, AKG sent me this new microphone. And I'm like, excuse me? Why did they send you a new microphone?
Not me? Of course. I get that all the time, yes.
I get all the headphones, you get the microphones, apparently.
We'll talk to David. I'm sure he can hook you up. Go ahead. Yeah.
Let's welcome our next guest, David Tewksbury, product and application sales support for, David, it's not only for just AKG, but for Harman as a company as a whole, right?
Yes, correct.
Well,
correct,
welcome. Correct. Welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you on and geek out about audio, because if there's one thing that we want to geek out about, it's pretty much audio. I mean, as you can hear and tell. But you're on a brand new product from AKG that you sent to Mitchell.
Yeah.
I don't know why you sent to him. But number one, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I love doing these shows. And you guys are amazing. I just love hanging out with you.
Oh, please go on. Stop. Go on. You know what, Mark, before we even talk about, because one of the products we're going to be talking about is the brand new Aura microphone, which is amazing and within everyone's budget and something everyone should have if you're interested in audio in any way, as a streamer, as a content creator, for your Skype calls, whatever it is, it's a great product. Before we get there, David, let's talk about the company and AKG's history, because a lot of people, you know, there's some people in the audio industry that don't know. Anyone that is in the industry knows AKG, but it's a company that has a deep, rich history of audio products for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our 414, that's the AKG go-to microphone that's multi-purpose, large diaphragm microphone that a lot of people use for overheads for your drums or for recording broadcasts like what you all are doing right now. That is like, you know, our really main brilliant microphone. So that's kind of where these microphones have come from, you know, that high end, very good responsive microphone. And also AKG headphones.
Oh, yeah.
You know? One of the coolest things that I've learned about AKG is that just the materials that we use are super quiet, right? So if you were to take the diaphragms of the headphones or the diaphragms of the microphones, and just before they're actually heat formed, and just take that and just flap it around, you would probably hear it. It would sound like cellophane, you know, with a little bit of foil in it, right? You would hear that noise. So think about that. When you're talking into a microphone and making that thing vibrate, it's moving. So it's going to create noise, right? So AKG has developed over the years this overlay that goes over that material that really quiets it down. And even more so, just even the rubber padding, the isolation pads that they use, it's really dense rubber that just doesn't respond to bumps on a table, right? And it keeps everything super quiet. and isolated so that the microphone's able to work its full capability without any hindrances. So, I mean, you go down to that kind of a level, you know, so, I mean, you're listening to headphones. If you're hearing that, you know, you could be hearing noise on top of the audio you're trying to hear. So being able to get that true audio response is huge.
David, as a company with such a deep DNA in the audio world, whether it be microphone or headphones or some of the other brands like JBL, Lexicon, Soundcraft, DBX, I mean, you name it. Why go after the under $100 microphone market? Why go after that market? Why not, you know, focus on the professional stuff? Is it, I mean, why? What's the reason behind it?
You're looking at, I mean, these are probably all numbers off the top of my head, but, you know, over 500 million hours of videos on YouTube each day, right? 72 hours of video being uploaded every 60 seconds.
Wow.
Right. People everywhere they are, no matter where, I mean, I'm in my RV in my driveway. I got kicked out of my house, by the way. Well, cause my wife is a therapist, so she needs the office in there for HIPAA. So I get banned out here, but it's okay. I got satellite TV. I've got everything, but
people can't see. We're actually on Zoom right now, so we can see
good because I have the face for radio.
Yeah, no, you're great. You're a great looking guy. But aside from that, I was looking at the interior of where you are. I was like, huh, that's a very beautiful, compact space. Whatever RV that is a gorgeous one. But please go ahead.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I mean, you know, and more and more, you know, you're getting over 45% of people watching more, you know, Facebook, YouTube videos every week, right? So, and then add the pandemic on top of it, where everybody's forced to have to work remote. So why not come up with something like this? We came out with the Lyra first, which is the 4 capsule and the ultra high HD, the 4K audio capability that was selling really, really, really well. As a matter of fact, a school district bought 10,000 of these.
Oh, wow.
For their school district.
Oh, wow.
To be able to put onto a mic stand and set in the center of the classroom, because we can do that 360 degree coverage, which you can also do with the Aura. And so we realized that that price point on the Lyra, we realized that, yeah, we need to come up with another lower price point and just this good quality with a smaller footprint. And that's where the Aura came from. And it's super. Listen to my voice. I'm talking to you on it now. If you want, we could cycle through. If you want, I can switch it over to a non-Aura microphone and you can hear the difference.
No, absolutely. And it's one of the things I want to talk about the Aura as well, because you were kind enough to send me one, of course, and I've been using it and it's wonderful. And just to show you, like Mark and I, we've been friends for years and we're kind of more like brothers than friends at this point. We pretty much. And he totally took my thunder, as he does every week, because the question I was going to ask you was, and here was going to be I was going to say, Mark, I can answer this, because years ago, the way we consume media, the way we consume entertainment, the way we get information, the way we're entertained has changed so much over the last decade, especially over the last 3 to 4 years. We used to get our information from news shows. Now, one well-placed TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube post can reach 10 million people faster than a network news show can reach in a week.
Exactly.
Okay? So the way that we're so now, since every person has become the next great entertainer / informer / influencer, why not have accessible equipment to people that have accessibility to all this news and all this reach? It's a great bit. I mean, it's not only smart, it's a great business move, because everyone wants to have that ability to reach and produce content. Because as Mark and I have talked about, you could do a YouTube video with crappy video, but the second you do a YouTube video with bad audio, you lose your audience instantly.
Exactly.
So this is a great move, right? This is a really smart move.
Yeah. And the other thing is, what is the best camera we have right now on us?
It's in our pocket.
The one in your pocket. Yeah.
Both of these microphones, with Apple, with a powered USB port and with the special adapter for Android, you can use these microphones with your phone as well and do really good video and audio right, you know, remotely portable wherever you are. So that's another good feature. One of the other nice features that I personally love is the fact that when I connect my cans to the USB microphone, to the Aura Lyra, I can hear my own voice.
Yeah.
Right. And so in that corporate environment where you've got multiple cubicles, especially today with having to be isolated. You know, like at our, in our offices, they actually put some plexiglass up too. So you're talking in this cubicle, and if you've got cans on and you can't hear yourself, you're going to talk really loud, right? So being able to actually hear that fold back of your own voice, I mean, you could literally talk all day, you know, and just talk like this, really nice and soft and normal, and not have to interrupt anybody in the cube next to you, right? Because you can hear yourself.
Right.
So it makes it really nice. That's a really nice feature of having that monitor set up in the headphones.
There's so many things I like about this microphone. Number one, obviously the portability of it, being able to go anywhere and not have to worry about bringing a computer with me is a phenomenal thing. Being able to record auditions, being able to record interviews just like this. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Number two is
Take the bass off and put it on a mic stand.
Put it on a mic stand, just hold it in your hand, get into a closet in a hotel. But the other thing you mentioned too about the omnidirectional pattern is that you can stick this on a table in a nice tight room and record an entire podcast and not have to worry about being everybody having a microphone in front of them. You can do interviews that have incredible quality, and the fact that you're doing this for a price point that's under $100 is absolutely insane, because this is not yes, there are plenty of microphones you can get for under $100. None made by AKG.
None made by AKG. Exactly.
David, I just want to jump in here a second, because everything that Mark's saying is very true. And I want to also talk about, you know, all those features are amazing, but they're all also integrated in your package. It's highly accessible, and the user interface is really clean. And I know that sounds silly to talk about on a microphone, but it's not silly, because if you've worked with any USB microphones, and I'm saying USB because most traditional analog microphones, there aren't a lot of buttons to touch at all. It's just a microphone. Right. Usually you're using your main equipment to adjust anything. But on this one, the ability to change that pattern between, you know, unidirectional and omnidirectional, okay? If you're an interview, you want to switch to unidirectional. All those, that switches right on the front. If you want to balance your monitoring, self-monitoring, your headphones, that's right on the front. A lot of these microphones, you're reaching behind on some of the other ones, on the snowball, you're reaching here. And so there are so many different ways to access the controls.
Right.
This one is incredibly clean. So the design of it, I think, is as interesting and clever as all the features themselves, which is great, because you could actually use the features.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry about connecting the thing right out of the box, because it has class compliant drivers, right? You can plug it into your laptop, especially PCs. Remember the old days of don't plug this in until you download the software, right?
Right, of course.
So you can actually just plug it right in. The computer's going to find it. And then when you open up whatever platform you're using or DAW you're using, just make sure it's selected. You know, Ableton, I use Ableton a lot. I'm an old digital performer dude. I go back to performer before digital. And then of course, Logic too as well. So, you know, just make sure it's selected and start recording. It's real easy. As a matter of fact, these come with Ableton Lite 11. So you get a card that has a SKU on it, a serial number on it that you can put in, and you'll get a free version of Ableton Lite. Yeah. So it's not bad either. You could start recording right away.
How long is the product cycle on this in terms of developing a product like this? Is this something that's been in the works for a couple months, or is it a couple of years?
It's a couple of years. Mm-hmm. This one actually came out a little quicker just because we already had, you know, the Lyra that has done very well. So this one was a little easier to implement. I would say it was about 2-year concept. So not too bad. There's a lot of back and forth. The one that I was using was a pre-production model, and I used it for a little bit and then gave our GPLM team some advice on making sure that the fold back of the microphone, so you can hear your own voice, was a little bit hotter. They made the corrections. They already had known about it and just zapped it with the new tunings, and yeah. And it's just amazing. Well, I mean, here's like the front and back. I'm going to take the microphone. I'm going to flip it to front and back. So now I'm on front and back, and I'm just going to turn it in 360 and tell me if you can hear a difference.
No, that's great.
Yep. Yeah.
No, so it sounds great.
Set that in the middle of a table and grab 4 or 5 people, sit around the table. And the back microphone is an Omni. So that's where you get that. The Omni microphone will pick up in that 360 degree. So that's where you get that nice even coverage all the way around.
Well, the coverage is one great point, and I want to go to another great point, which is something that we talked about off the air that I want to make sure we talk about on the air, which is the presence of the microphone in general. So for the average person who does not use a pro mic or, you know, let's just say analog microphones in general, used to using, you know, USB microphones, they're not going to know the difference most of the time. And it's not an insult. It's just pragmatic. Right. It's just if you're not using it every day, you're not going to know. I'm not going to know anything that I don't use every day either. So if you're using a USB microphone, they're wonderfully convenient. A lot of them are wonderfully small and portable, which is great. That's what they're designed to do, and that's what they're designed to be. However, there is something you in most USB microphones that you're sacrificing, and that's a warmth, and that's a presence.
Yeah,
and that's something that I learned a lot from Mark because, you know, as a voice actor, I was using these microphones, and I knew some of the stuff, but Mark knew the technical side. So when he was introducing me to different microphones and saying, here, try this, listen to this, do you hear this? I started learning from him, and the one thing that you were always missing with these USB microphones was the warmth, those mids and the lower end that you just don't get with like a mic that I'm using right now, which is a Neumann, which Mark and I both use, so we'll sound the same on the radio.
But
The Aura, when I plugged it in, I was like, Mark, what do you think? And I was switching between that and another brand of USB that I had on my desk at the time. He's like, oh, no, the Aura is much better because, and the warmth that you hear and the warmth of the voice, which is natural, people don't realize it, but it's that warmth that makes the voice sound natural.
Well, I want to throw something in there, which is, is that that shows the DNA, you know, the AKG DNA, because there are a lot of companies out there that have been born into this generation that don't have experience making microphones, but are making microphones, and they're okay.
Right.
I mean, they're fine. They're passable. But to somebody who's been doing this for a very long time, you hear the difference. And to be able to take a microphone, even this Neumann that's, you know, $4,500 out of the box, it's going through processing. I have it going through, a compressor, a gate, a limiter with EQ, because out of the box, it's not the sound that I want. Whereas to be able to take something like this and out of the box, it sound great and have a nice balance and a good EQ across the board and not sound too flat, not sound too you know, too thin. Too tinny. That's the word. Thank you.
That's
a testament to that DNA because they're really focusing that effort to make sure that the sound is uniform or at least, you know, nice and warm throughout.
Right. And being able to get that full frequency range on the microphone is key. And then also being able to power it correctly, because these are condenser microphones that get power off of the USB, as well as the DSP inside that make it sound good. So, the AKG technology put into it, it really makes all the difference.
And the nice part is, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm going to use it.
Well, for instance, some people go, well, I've got a microphone built onto my camera. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is what it sounds like.
That's exactly right.
This is what it sounds like. I just switched over to the camera's microphone. I've got a microphone built into my laptop. Well, this is what that sounds like. Right. So, you know, I don't know, which one would you rather hear, you know, be listened to when somebody's talking to you on a web call or when you're trying to record something, right? Be listening to this.
and that's another use case I wanted to talk about. And I kind of touched on that with you and Mark earlier, which is, you know, you talk about microphones. And again, this used to be the tool of the professional years ago. Microphone was a purpose-made device, but now all of our devices have microphones and we use all these different devices, not the least of which is many people working remotely, doing Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, your, you know, video call of choice every day. And at this point, there's really no excuse to sound bad. There's no reason to sound bad, and there's no reason to use that. Logitech makes a lovely web camera. The microphone is crap. It's meant to be a webcam.
And that's the thing. Web camera manufacturers do web cameras really, really well.
That's right.
And the microphone is kind of an afterthought.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So it's just like, oh, okay, we got to drop in a microphone. That one will work. It's the right price point. Right? And you know, maybe they don't. I can't assume they all do that. But, you know, pretty much my experience, the ones that I have chosen to buy, you know, retail, not so good on the audio. But then again, I mean, there's no excuse to have bad audio because you can even connect it to your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, what's the point of having really good video when you're doing your TikTok video or your YouTube video out and about? And then it's great, but the audio is horrible, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's the point?
Do you find that you're releasing a product nowadays that you're educating the audience a little bit differently than you would if it was about 10 years ago because they're just kind of brought up in this digital generation?
That. And then just recently of everybody having to work from home and going, oh my gosh, we created these microphones for content creation, but they're really going to be really good right now because we're all working from home, you know? So we, our marketing team have been on the balls of their feet this whole time, just going, all right, our audience just grew, right? It's not just that content creator, that, you know, video blogger, YouTuber, podcaster. It's not just them anymore. It's corporate, it's education. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a school district that bought 10,000 of these for their schools. Yeah. And they're putting them in, they're putting, because they're still running hybrid. They've got an A and B team. Right. You know, the A people show up on these days, the B people show up on these days. And the people that at home now, because they've got these auras in the classroom sitting in the center, the kids at home actually can feel like they're in the classroom because they can hear the paper shuffling, the book pages, you know, yeah. They can hear the nuances and noises of the room that you would miss if you're just doing a sterile teacher with everybody watching from home. So it really does open that up, you know, to make people feel, I think it does help education because it makes them feel more inclusive and a part of.
From a product development standpoint, do you find that you want to just put a USB port in everything now?
Almost, right? Right. And I mean, it's even like in our Soundcraft products, we've got our notepads that are analog mixers that have a USB port on it. The Note 5, the Note 8 FX and 12 yeah. FX. You got the 2x2 and the 5 and the 8 and the 4x4 and the 12, but it's an analog mixer with Lexicon in it. And you're able to, then you can use your Neumann, right? But you still have that USB connection to be able to record digitally, right? You know, our Soundcraft UI 24R has USB in it, right? All of our UIs do. And being able to you know, play music off a stick or record off a stick if you want to. I know a lot of bands that are using UI 24 as their rehearsal. So they're being able to record the rehearsals and be able to play them back. So yeah, USB, you just want to put it in everything. And nowadays it's going to USB-C because then you can get smaller footprint.
You know what, David, as you're talking about these amazing products, these different mixers, and Mark, I could see the eyeballs rolling back into his head. He's going into his computer. He's looking up this product, licking his chops and drooling like, what is the next Harman product we can be reviewing next? We have to have David back. I could see it. And I don't want
to
make
an excuse to be talking about giant
we don't need an excuse,
front of house
are you
mixer.
Kidding? need an excuse.
Well, I borrowed a VI-3000. It's in my garage right now. I'm doing a church service this Sunday, one of their Christmas specials services. So I've got 39 channels to mix for this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So I've been programming that. And then I have a Performer 1 that's my monitor console. So I'm sending Dante out of it. I've got a stage box and then I'm doing Dante from the VI into the monitor console for everybody.
This is where the audience just said, what, who, where? Meanwhile, I'm sitting here going, you know, knowing that the computer that you guys are on are feeding Dante to the computer that's back there with my rack that's behind the wall, that everything is all Ethernet. So, yeah, I know I'm unfortunately having too much fun.
I was going to say, David has just insured himself a quarterly spot on our show for
bring
the upcoming
it on.
Really? This is going to be a weekly highlight.
I would love to. Soundcraft right, is another.
So,
one
David,
of my
what? So what's next? I know we don't have much more time with you, but what's next for you guys in terms of this space? Is it something that you know the casual consumer and the content creator should they run out and get this microphone? Is there something new coming around the board? I mean, we're
this is for this year. This is the new. The Aura is the new, gotta go get it. Yeah, that's the one you want to go get right now. I mean, at this price point, you're...
Oh, it's no brainer. It's not even a question. This is like, this should be at the checkout next to the gum. Oh,
and
let's check out
the
cack of gum.
And it'll fit in your stocking.
Well, there you
yes.
go.
a nice little bulky stocking stuffer. It's a great idea. There's no, again, under $100, okay? We're talking excellent sound, the warmth of a true of a true analog microphone. Accessibility, easy controls, beautiful design. You can change the pattern. You can self-monitor in real time. I mean, all the features that you're getting, this, when I say there's no reason not to get it, this really is a must-have for anyone that spends any amount of time in front of a microphone for any reason. And that includes the regular business person that is now conducting their business via Zoom, Skype, or any other teleway. So this really is something that should be in everybody's kit. I feel comfortable saying that.
And you've got the nice, convenient mute button. So when you need to shut Tooks up, you know, mute the mic.
And if only we could get remote control on that.
Wow. And that's what's nice. I don't know about y'all, but how many times you've been on a WebEx or Zoom call where you're like trying to find the space bar or you get your mouse arrow to try and unmute yourself. You can just reach up to the microphone and push the encoder button in and you're muted.
That's amazing.
Mark does that to me on a weekly basis. Well, that's another conversation. We're gonna tell.
I stay corrected. Right?
David, I know this is available pretty much everywhere, but is there anywhere in particular you want people to go to buy the product?
Wherever they get their, retail products, you'll find them there. Any of our distributors, I handle most of our distributors in U.S. and Canada. Any of our distributors, you probably find them on Amazon. Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazon, I think Sweetwater. You can go to
Sweetwater, Guitar Center, everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I was looking.
Yeah. Full Compass. All of my brethren and sisters out there. I love all of our resellers. They're just the best.
Well, David, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. This is the start of a beautiful new friendship. and we're going to talk off the air in a couple of moments. But for you guys at home, do head on over to, of course, AKG and do check out this microphone. It's definitely a must have for your kit.
And don't forget to get on and rate it, too. Yeah, get on do some reviews. Let us know how you like it.
Love it. Thank you guys for joining us this week on another edition of Your Tech Report. On behalf of Mitchell Whitfield and our guest David Tewksbury, we will chat with you again next week.
You've been tuned in to Your Tech Report. Join us again next week for another edition. And be sure to follow Your Tech Report online. Email us contact@yourtechreport.com. Follow us on Twitter @YourTechReport. Like us on Facebook.com/YourTechReport. For the latest in breaking tech news and reviews, YourTechReport.com.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy.
Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network.
Or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.